Emmanuel Musili owns this restaurant in Kitui County in eastern Kenya, but his gas burners have not been used for a while. He tried to use gas for cooking, but the cost has been rising globally. Musili says his expenses were too high, so he switched to charcoal.
Of course, we care about the environment, but as times goes to be more harder, it becomes a time that you don't mind about the environment, but to take care of the cost production.
Here is the problem. Musili is not the only one who has decided to put aside his gas cylinder. The demand for charcoal is growing.
The government has reduced the cost of gas, but many people we've talked to here say they still cannot afford it for cooking. They say they use charcoal instead because it is cheaper.
Kenya's charcoal trade is worth nearly $500 million and employs thousands of people, but it continues to threaten the survival of trees and water catchment areas. This is despite the fact charcoal burning is restricted. This is a protected forest in Kitui South Reserve. It's vast and some of the trees have been here for many years. Sacks of charcoal are transported to different markets daily.
I used to work in Mombasa, but because of Corona, I lost my job. That is how I decided to burn charcoal. I have needs and life has to go on. The business is my livelihood. I feed my children and take care of my family.
Officials whose work it is to protect forests try to replant what is destroyed and talk to communities about how they can harvest or prune trees sustainably.
We are way below the recommended international levels of 10%. We are 8.3% countrywide, which of course is less than the recommended level in the world, which is 10%.
Musili says he wants to protect the environment, but his priority is keeping his restaurant afloat and earning a living. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Kitui in eastern Kenya.